Today's term is original sin. Original sin is the sin committed by our first parents, as is narrated in Holy Scripture, in Genesis 2. God enriched Adam and Eve with gifts and placed them in the earthly paradise full of every material good. He wanted from his creatures a very simple proof of fidelity, a test very easy to pass. He forbade them to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, threatening most severe punishment if they disobeyed. Satan, under the form of a serpent, tempted Eve, who, enticed by his words, picked the fruit and tasted of it. She in turn handed it to her husband, who, to please her, did not hesitate to eat of it, despite the divine prohibition. Immediately guilt darkened their minds and upset the harmony of their whole being. They felt their senses rebel and became ashamed of their nakedness, trying to flee from God by hiding behind the trees. God, as he had warned, exacted the penalties of the first sin and expelled the guilty from paradise, who inaugurate for themselves and all humanity after them the unending journey of suffering, miseries, and tribulations. Holy Scripture often recalls this tragic event, quote, "From the woman came the beginning of sin, and by her we all die," unquote, Ecclesiasticus 25:33. Quote, "By the offense of one, many died. By the disobedience of one man, many were made sinners," unquote, Romans 5:15 and 19. St. John recalls the role of the devil, quote, "He was a murderer from the beginning," unquote, John 8:44. Tradition is unanimous on this doctrine. Some traces of the event are found in the religious mythologies of the pagan world, which, however, appear as deformations in comparison with the dignity and the dramatic sobriety of the biblical narrative. The rationalists deny the historicity of the sacred narrative, alleging incongruities or absurdities of detail, such as an apple being the cause of such ruin and a serpent speaking to the woman, etc. Our exegetes have answered these objections adequately. A. God, after so great generosity, had a right to impose a test. B. In his infinite goodness, he is satisfied with a very light one. C. He manifests clearly his precept and its sanctions. D. The sin of our first parents materially was the eaten fruit, but formally was pride and rebellion against God. For the devil suggests to Eve that if they eat of the fruit, they will not die but will become similar to God. Adam prefers his wife to God, and both Eve and he disobey through their proud desire of becoming gods. Their sin thus became grave, so much more so because they were rich in spiritual light and strength, thus having no excuse, no pretext to adduce in attenuation of their guilt, which was pure malice. Besides, if divine justice struck, and rightly so, divine mercy and goodness intervened immediately with the promise of the Redeemer who will crush the evil serpent. Consequences of original sin in the first parents themselves are a. privation of both supernatural gifts, grace and the infused virtues, and of preternatural gifts, integrity. B. State of sin with accompanying guilt and stain. C. Debt of eternal punishment. D. Wounding of nature, on account of which the passions rise in rebellion against reason, hamper the free exercise of the will, and make good difficult. The Church has defined in the Council of Trent, Session 5, that Adam's whole being through sin was in deterius commutatum, changed for the worse. But the Church condemned Lutheranism, which maintains the intrinsic corruption and incurability of nature after original sin.